Good morning. Welcome to Good Morning Westchester. John Marino with you on 1460 WVOX. On Thursday night in White Plains at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, the AJC, the American Jewish Committee of Westchester Fairfield, held their annual Judge a Learned Hand event. Among the honorees, WVOX's Judge Sam Fredman, co-host of The Rabbi and the Judge every Monday, 1 to 2 p.m. here on 1460 WVOX, along with Rabbi Amiel Wall, Sam Fredman, one-time State Supreme Court Justice for the 9th Circuit District covering Westchester and the Lower Hudson Valley. First of all, Judge Fredman, congratulations to you. And how did you decide you wanted to be a jurist when you were a young man?
It was kind of an accident of fate. The moment came when there was an opening and a decision I was ready to make, and the two worked together to my advantage and hopefully the advantage of the people of the state of New York.
What was that accident of fate?
It's unfortunately a sad story. My wife was killed in an automobile accident in Denmark in the summer of 1988. And I came back from that experience not wanting to practice law at the time. I just had looking for something else to do. And here was the opportunity that came up, and I jumped into it. And Governor Cuomo, the senior Governor Cuomo, has been enough to appoint me. I was elected to a full term and served until I had to retire by reason of age.
What defined you as a jurist?
You better ask other people that question. I'm going to say it tonight. I have more than a respect for the law. I have a love for the law. I live by the law. I was raised in it, and I've never forgotten how important it is, has been to me, and is to me. And so what defined me as a jurist is the pure the desire to do right by other people, to be fair, to be equitable, and at the same time, hopefully, judicious.
Has the system changed today, the legal system?
I think the legal system changes as everything else does, yes. Remember, I've been off the bench for quite a while. I'm not technically practicing law. I'm 90 years old, and nobody's looking for 90-year-old lawyers, although I'm doing mediation, arbitration practice, and certainly been very successful with it. But the bottom line is that the law changes. Enforce it change, people's feeling of respect change. So there are major changes, and I would say yes.
What is still left to accomplish?
For me, that's hard to say. If I continue to have the good health that I've had and able to do the kind of things that I've been doing for this period of time, God knows what there is coming. There's so much that needs to be done. There's so much that catches my attention and keeps me going.
Your Honor, Sam Fredman, you have a wide variety of interests. Anyone who listens to your show knows that. You like to wear your Mets cap. How about the Michael Kadire move?
All right. Well, we'll wait. We'll have to wait till next year to find out if that was a good move. But you notice that young kid who just got himself the Rookie of the Year Award, DeGrom. Very happy to have him. So the Mets are coming back. They're going to have a good year next year. They got a great pitching staff, wonderful third baseman. Hopefully, the spirit, the people behind them, I've never given up hope on.
You have a show coming up next Monday at 1 p.m.
Yes,
what
I do.
We expect to do?
I think it's just the Rabbi and I. We don't have a guest because I've been so busy getting ready for this event. Rabbi will be here. And I appreciate you being here. Yeah, you know, we're very happy to be on WVOX. It's the last of its kind. There's nothing like WVOX. And tonight, while we're doing a very important civil liberties union, civil liberties program, this is de rigueur that will be covered by you people.